all, and welcome back to Surviving Me. I'm your host, Day. Have you ever looked at a clock and you see the number 333 and then you see it again on a receipt or a license plate or your phone battery and you pause for a second like, what is this trying to tell me? Because at some point, it stops feeling random. It starts to feel like a message. And today, we're talking about 333. And not the surface level or the Pinterest quote type of way. We're going deep, as you know that we like to do, because we get deep over here. Because what if 333 isn't just about alignment? What if it's about activation? So jumping right into segment one, which is the meaning as the spiritual says, the psychological meaning of 333. So let's start here. 333 is often connected to growth, expansion, creativity, and divine support. But here's the part that people don't always say. 333 shows up when you're being called to step into something, not wait, not overthink, not heal a little more first, but step, take that step. From a psychological standpoint, this actually aligns with something called pattern recognition and awareness activation. When your mind start noticing repeated numbers, it's not just coincidence, it's your brain saying, pay attention, something matters here. But whether you see it as a spiritual guidance or a mental awareness, the message is the same. You're being nudged forward. So jumping into segment two, which is the reality check, where it actually hits. So now let's be real, because growth sounds cute until it requires you to outgrow people, change them habits, stop playing small, and become someone unfamiliar to yourself. That's where 333 hits different, because this number doesn't just comfort you, it challenges you. It says, you've been preparing. Now, what are you going to do with it? That's what 333 is asking you. And that's uncomfortable, because a lot of us aren't scared of failure. We're scared of what happens if we actually become who we're meant to be. I know that may hit a little hard for some people, but really think about it. Because I mean, failure is a part of life. Some people are scared of failure. Don't get me wrong. Like if there is some people like, oh, I just can't fail. By all means necessary, I cannot fail. And I understand that. But you also have people that are just scared of what them stepping into that next phase, what that means for them and where is that taking them. A lot of people do not like change. That's the reality of it, because change is scary, but change is necessary. So if we jump into segment three, which is the card message. So when I pulled the card for this, it said potential. That alone says everything, because 333 is about expansion into your potential, trusting your growth, recognizing that you are ready, even if you don't feel like it. The card says your chance to reach your highest potential is here. You are exactly where you need to be. And let that sit for a second, because how many times have you questioned your timing? I don't know about y'all, but I'm probably like a master at this. I'm always questioning stuff like, oh, what if I'm like behind? Like what if, and I'm not the type of person that compare myself to other people. So it's never like, what if I'm behind my age range or anything like that. It's just like, what if I'm behind from my own personal standards? Like I have this thing of never being satisfied. I'm working on it. Trust me. I know it's not something that you want to have, but I really do have a thing of where I'm just never satisfied. So I find myself in periods of like, oh my God, what if I'm delayed? What if I'm supposed to be another way and I took all this time doing this, or because I chose to make this decision, now I'm all the way back here. Like I do that to myself a lot. So if you are like me, how many times have you felt behind or unsure or not enough? And here comes this message saying, no, you're right on time. You are exactly where you are meant to be. And if we jump into segment four, which is the work, what to do when you actually see 333. So what do you actually do when you keep seeing 333? Not just notice it, but use it. And here's how. Pause, and check in. What were you thinking about? Because 333 often shows up around decisions. And then ask yourself, where am I playing small? And be honest, no filters, no judgment, because I mean, you're talking to yourself. So if you can't be honest with anybody else, at least you could be honest with yourself. And then step three, which is take one aligned action, not a big leap, but just one step. And then of course, four is trust the process, even when it's uncomfortable, because growth rarely feels safe. It's going to feel uncomfortable, but that is okay. So if we jump into segment five, which is the now. So right now, you're not stuck. You're not lost. You're in a phase where everything you've been through is starting to shape into something bigger. And 333 is just a reminder. You're supported. You're guided. And you're more ready than you think you are. And trust me, this message is also speaking to me because, like I said, if you're a person who is satisfied, part may hit a little different for you. So before we close, I want you to sit with this. What part of your potential have you been avoiding stepping into and why? And really ask yourself. Y'all know I always ask y'all questions, but really take the time to ask and answer these questions, whether you're writing them down or whether you're saying it out loud. Whatever you have to do, just make sure you really take the time to sit and answer the question. And if you see in 333, this is your confirmation, not that everything is perfect, but that everything is aligning for your growth, even the uncomfortable part. So jumping right into the message to the listener, you keep asking if you're ready, but the truth is you've been ready. You just been waiting to feel certain. But growth doesn't come with certainty, it comes with movement. So take that step. Even if your voice shakes, even if the plan isn't perfect, because your potential isn't something you wait for, it's something you walk into. Yeah, say that again for the ones in the back. It's not something you wait for. It's something you walk into. So love the version of you that already knows that. And if this episode spoke to you, make sure you leave a rating and a comment. It helps reach the people who needs it. And subscribe to the Glow Letter on Substacks for deeper reflection and journal prompts that's tied to every episode. And if you got a story and you want to tell it, apply to be that guest. I do get back to everybody that requests to be a gift within a timely manner. And like I always say, no matter what page you're feeling, you're on, you're not alone, you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. Because the journey back to yourself will always be the hardest break. And I will see y'all next episode.
I've battled the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving.